Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. Allergy season is here, and that means one thing. You need the Thunderstorm. Save on their lowest price with code word Howie at EdenPure.com.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
America's headed into a summer dramatically different from last year's summer. A summer of freedom. A summer of joy. A summer of get-togethers and celebrations.
I'm really going to do something with these 3 months.
Like what?
I'm going to read a book. From beginning to end. In that order. This is going to be my time. Time to taste the fruits and let the juices drip down my chin. I proclaim this the summer of joy.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
I need you all of you, to address racial equity. Please, I dare you all to come to my district.
Now it was serious. What else was left but a triple dare you? And finally, the coup de grace of all dares, the sinister triple dog dare.
Come and smell what my neighbors smell. Breathe what they breathe.
Smell! Smell it.
Now, boss!
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show if you'd like to join us. 339 says, I'll just go to Market Basket in Chelsea for my shot and then go across the street to Floramos for lunch. another one says, can I go to get another vaccine shot just to get the gift card? I don't know how it's going to work.
That's what you should have asked Dr. McCurry. Can you get multiple shots to take advantage of all these freebies?
Yeah, I lost out on the $1 million lottery in Ohio because that's already been given out. But maybe I can get a free shotgun in West Virginia?
What about New York? Is that $5 million lottery going
that's
on?
That's $5 million. And in New Jersey, you can get a wine or beer. And I guess they're going to give out Budweiser is giving out beers on the 4th of July, according to Biden. But, you know, who knows?
New Bedford, you can get a $20 gift card to Dunkin' Donuts.
$20. All right. I guess I jumped the gun here. You know, I thought freebie was good enough for me. Anyway, 844-500-4242. Time now for the chump line.
Howie, Governor LePage calling. So Fauci's new book's only going to be 80 pages? It's fitting that the diminutive doctor would write a short story.
Listen, Governor LePage, it's going to offer readers, quote, inspiring words of wisdom centered around life lessons compiled from hours of interviews, offering a concrete path to a bright and a hopeful future. Sure. Sure it is. We've got an update on the book, by the way. We'll give it to you after the chump line.
This is Tony Fauci. All this talk that I wasn't completely honest with the American people, it's Russian disinformation.
That worked for the Hunter Biden laptop. Why don't they just say that? But again, this book is being promoted by, or not the book, the emails are being promoted by BuzzFeed and the Washington Post, which were responsible for a large amount of the Russian collusion hoax. So we've got to give them credit, right? The Chump Line is brought to you today by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer, this week announcing a rare opportunity for a skilled graphic designer to join our overworked and underappreciated marketing team. Yes, you too can be part of the team responsible for delivering the Matthews Brothers message throughout New England. Apply online today at MatthewsBrothers.com.
So it appears the walls are closing in on Dr. Anthony Fauci. I think it's appropriate to recognize the real victims in all of this once he's finally gone. What are the Sunday morning talk shows going to do with all those phone books he used to sit on?
That's a good point. I don't think he made too many appearances over the weekend. I think he was totally off three Sundays ago. Then two Sundays ago, he was on, I believe, two. And last week, I don't believe he made any again. Whereas he used to go at least four for five. You know, he would almost hit for the cycle, as they say in baseball, you know.
Joe and Jill went up the hill in a boatload of money they made. Hunter took drugs, and Dad gave him hugs for the 50% he was paid.
Very good. That's a nice limerick. It's called The Big Guy.
I'm going to hang on to the Dr. Fauci knickknacks that my Moonbat friends gave me. The wear your mask socks and the Dr. Fauci Christmas ornament. Someday those are going to be worth as much as the Nixon's the One hat.
Committee to reelect the president. If you still have to patronize stores that make you wear masks, what if you put on a mask that said, Fauci lied, people died? Do you think you would still have to wear the mask? I don't think so.
The White House released a statement today that in response to the threat posed by China, the administration will only be using paper plates. No joke!
We have some more Biden cuts, too, by the way, coming up in this hour. It was another... He didn't. Fortunately, though, he was speaking at the White House, so there were no five-year-old girls around. So there were... It didn't get that creepy.
It makes you wonder just how demented is this man, yapping about white supremacists when it was his own party that founded the Klan. It's no mystery he wants to rewrite history, and all his puppeteers are in charge of the Klan.
You know, I noticed nobody seemed to call him out when he said that the Klan was founded 5 years before the massacre in Tulsa, Oklahoma, which would have put it at 1916, when in reality it had been founded a half century earlier by Democrats in the South. He also, of course, didn't mention who the white people were who were killing all the blacks in Oklahoma, what party they belonged to. It was not the Grand Old Party, I'll give you a hint.
I'm pretty sure Fauci jumped species.
I think he jumped the shark for sure. I don't know about species, but he jumped the shark when he was questioned a couple of weeks ago by Rand Paul, and it's been downhill from there. And it's just gotten worse, by the way, in terms of his post-retirement income, perhaps. Well, I'll tell you about it after the break.
Can you hack a place where hacks work, or is it already considered hack?
I was thinking the same thing myself today. If you haven't heard, the Steamship Authority was hacked down on the Cape. And it's always been a great burial ground for hacks, especially in the summer. They like to work in the Steamship Authority. And several bulgers worked there back in the day. But I don't know the answer to that question.
Dr. Fauci should stick to what he's good at. Gain of pension research.
You know, we always say Dr. Fauci is the highest paid government employee. It just occurred to me, he may also be the longest getting paid government employee. I mean, how many other employees of the federal government are there that have been on the payroll since 1968? Not many, I don't think.
What does Kamala Harris have in common with a union boss's nephew? They're both working no-show jobs.
Hey now, didn't you see she's going to Guatemala and Mexico in a couple of weeks? Finally.
Howie, Hunter Biden calling. Come on, man. I didn't know the dinner was with a Kazakhstani oligarch. I thought we were meeting the actor who plays Borat. The big guy, I mean, my dad, is a huge fan. Ah! Barn Owl!
Is Hunter going to Rehoboth Beach for the weekend with Jill as she celebrates the big 7-0?
That was your last Chump Line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
That's it for the Chump Line today. The Chump Line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message at any hour of the day or night, as long as it's between 1 and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. The Chump Line number, if you'd like to leave such a message, 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the Chump Line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. If you didn't hear your message or you'd just like to hear another 2 or 3 minutes of Chump Line messages, you can always hear more, the excess messages, the leftover messages that didn't make the regular Chump Line. They go on to Chopped Chumps. They're posted around 7 o'clock every weekday evening. You can find Chopped Chumps wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcast. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer, this week announcing a rare opportunity for a skilled graphic designer to join our overworked and underappreciated marketing team. Yes, you too can be part of the team responsible for delivering the Matthews Brothers message throughout New England. Apply online today at MatthewsBrothers.com.
Can you hack a place where hacks work, or is it already considered hack?
Yes, exactly. 413 says, you're wrong. The second Klan, 1915 to 1944. The original Klan, though, I think there was always a Klan around in one form or another. The original Klan came in around 1867. It was founded by Nathan Bedford Forrest, a former slave trader and Confederate general who was known for saying, you get there the firstest with the mostest troops. I don't think he really said that, but that's the legend of Nathan Bedford Forrest. All right. I'm Howie Carr.
Be a part of the show. Call 844-500-4242. And mind your manners.
People lose teeth talking like that. If you want to hang around, you'll be polite.
The Howie Carr Show will return in a moment.
We're not just going to let you walk out of here.
Who is we, sucker?
Smith and Wesson and me.
The Howie Carr Show.
Forget grocery store crowds. Choose from over 25 chef-created recipes every week with HelloFresh. You'll get a box on your doorstep filled with fresh, pre-portioned ingredients that, in as little as 20 minutes, will become delicious meals. Get 12 free meals, including free shipping, with code HOWIE12 at HelloFresh.com/HOWIE12. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Again, we ask, will Dr. Fauci still have a job by the end of the year?
I'm going to say no. I'm changing my mind from the Monday poll.
It's losing ground, though. 55% say no.
Well, it's about to go back up when I read this story that just moved over the wire. This is from Just the News, John Solomon's website. White House coronavirus advisor and longtime U.S. infectious disease expert Dr. Anthony Fauci's upcoming book has been scrubbed from and altered on online listings amid criticisms that he is profiting, windfall profits, as they used to say, from the deadly COVID-19 pandemic. The book, Expect the Unexpected, was earlier pegged for a November release, according to its Amazon listing. However, as of this morning, the book's listing has been unexpectedly scrubbed from the unexpected has been unexpectedly pulled from Amazon. However, a cached version of the listing still displayed the book's promotional description and pre-order status. A cached website also shows the book's listing on Barnes & Noble website. Though by Wednesday morning, that listing also was no longer live. So those are the two big places to order online, obviously, Amazon and Barnes & Noble. The book appeared to still be available for pre-order on some lesser-known vendors, such as Booktopia. The scrubbing of the book comes after backlash from critics who accused Fauci of profiting off the deadly pandemic, the U.S. response to which he has overseen. Among those criticizing Fauci is Fox News contributor Joe Concha, who compared him to New York Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo signing a seven-figure book deal, $5 million, $5.1 million, according to the New York Post, about his efforts during the pandemic, which resulted in a high number of deaths among nursing home residents. On a show called Just the News AM, former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows said he thinks it's likely that Fauci got paid more than Andrew Cuomo for the book. Again, Cuomo got paid $5.1 million. $5.1 million. And the book's sold less than 50,000 copies. So if you do the math, he ended up getting paid more than $100 per book. He'll get Meadows said he'll get paid unbelievable amounts of money to tell all from his perspective. This is interesting. I wonder how it's going to play out. 844-500-4242. That's the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. 781, the Fauci is gone. This is a 100% a Democrat hit job. He's no longer the useful idiot. He had a good run, though. 53 years. 617 says, didn't J. Edgar Hoover serve as long as Fauci? Didn't J. Edgar Hoover serve longer? Yeah, but J. Edgar Hoover left the payroll in 1972, feet first. Fauci has been on the payroll 49 years since J. Edgar Hoover assumed room temperature and stopped coming down for breakfast. So I think Fauci is the current leader. Someone says, though, that he may not be the highest paid federal employee, that he thinks the football coaches at Annapolis and West Point probably get more than $1 million. I guess that's possible. But they probably have deals like the UMass coach does. You know, well, they have to win more than the UMass coach does. He's won one game in 2 years and makes $600,000. That's a Fauci-like record of accomplishment. But, you know, I'm sure they got radio deals and TV deals and all that kind of stuff. 844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. You know, by the way, that President Trump is going to be in North Carolina over the weekend, and he's going to be at the Republican convention, the state Republican convention in North Carolina. I don't know if he knows the lieutenant governor of North Carolina, Mark Robinson. He was just elected in the fall. He's a black guy from Greensboro, and he's really good. And I'm sure that he and Trump, if they don't know each other already, are going to get along great. And this is the Lieutenant Governor of North Carolina, Mark Robinson, comparing the critical race theory, CRT, to the KKK. Cut 16.
Here, if you go and take critical race theory as it is applied now and take some of the ideologies that were pushed by groups like the Ku Klux Klan and other hate groups, you can almost set them on top of each other, and they mirror each other in the way that they divide, the way they demonize people by race. We have come such a long way in this country. And now, after making all those great strides, we want to introduce a program that's going to drive us backwards. It's going to drive us apart.
Again, that's the Lieutenant Governor of North Carolina, Mark Robinson. He's really good. He's a rising star in the party. I don't think he's running for the U.S. Senate. There's a bunch of Republican candidates, for Burr's seat, the retiring Republican incumbent. But he would be a great candidate for the Senate. I'm sure he's going to run for governor in 2024. I think the current Democrat stooge Cooper is term limited. We'll be right back. I'm Howie Carr. A lot of us are going to be on the move again this summer. So my advice to you, take your Raycons with you. Whether you're working out to a pumped up playlist or listening to a podcast on your commute, a pair of Raycon wireless earbuds in your ears can make all the difference. With Raycon, you get crisp, powerful beats at half the price of other premium audio brands. Their wireless earbuds look great and feel even better. They come in a range of cool colors with customizable gel tips for a comfortable in-ear fit. Raycons are built to go wherever wherever you go with quick and seamless Bluetooth pairing and a compact charging case. And with a 24-hour battery life, they're a must-have for your daily grind, all day, every day. Get 15% off Raycon at buyraycon.com/Howie. Raycon has a 45-day happiness guarantee, so give them a try. You'll be surprised you ever went anywhere without them. That's buyraycon.com/Howie for 15% off your order. buyraycon.com/Howie.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. We talk a lot about how the media is incestuous with the government. It's I always laugh now when I see headlines like on Fox News, a Democrat media downplay COVID revelations about Fauci. Why don't they just say Democrat slash media or media slash Democrats? It's the same. It's the same damn thing. I mean, they're all together. There's a we've written about some of it, and Grace talks about it. I talk about it. There's a new book out that's got more about the media's incestuous relationship with, and that's being unkind to incest. I think their relationship with the Democrat Party. It's by Alex Marlowe. He runs Breitbart News. He was the first guy ever hired by Andrew Breitbart back way back when. And the title of the book is Breaking the News, Exposing the Establishment Media's Hidden Deals and Secret Corruption. And joining us now on the line is Alex Marlowe. Alex, thanks for being with us here on the Howie Carr Show.
Howie, great summary. And I got to tell you, you really nailed it, because I go through in the book how many times a Democrat or a media person that is familiar to you or your audience is literally married to one of their counterparts in the media of the Democrat Party. It is quite literally the same group of people. So it is kind of naive at this point to act surprised if they're tilting the coverage to favor Democrats.
Well, I mean, this is a classic example of what's going on right now, isn't it, with the Fauci emails. They filed a Freedom of Information Act request, the Washington Post and BuzzFeed, thinking they could write a bunch of puff pieces about him. More puff pieces, and it turns out that the memos the emails tend to be smoking guns. So the Washington Post suddenly decide, which lives by clicks like all of us do, suddenly decides not to post them on the website. How convenient, Alex?
Yeah, Howie, I spent a year researching the book, and I had a small team of really top notch guys helping me go through really the corporate boardrooms and go through some of these media outlets to try to understand exactly what was motivating people and what snapped in their brains when they went from sort of a liberal media to a liberal press to truly weaponized media who were attack dogs against Donald Trump and his supporters. And this story that we're seeing play out this week is exactly indicative of the scariest stuff I found, which was how willing the establishment American media is to bend over for China, for lack of a better expression. That's exactly what they're doing. And the math is there, unfortunately. The logic is there. Take NBC News, for example. NBC is part of NBC Comcast Universal, which is a giant media conglomerate that makes billions of dollars off of Universal theme parks and Universal movies, Fast and Furious, right. James Bond, all this stuff. They're making money in China. How about NBC? How about ABC, which is ABC Disney? Don't get me started with how much money Disney is making off of China. So they're not going to investigate it. And not to mention, all these people have overlap with the Democrat Party, which would look bad, and Trump would have looked better if China was truly blamed for the virus at the outset. This is why they didn't look into this pandemic and why we're still asking fundamental questions over a year later.
Right, and why, if you really want to get a good look at this, at the emails thus far, I mean, the American media is catching up, but I wanted to find one earlier in the show, and I Googled it, and I found it at the Australian, not at the New York Times, not at the Washington Post, at the Australian. Let me read you something. This is the BuzzFeed. This is the spin on BuzzFeed. This, and I'll let you comment on it about how, you know, again, the fact that the emails indicate that he's a rather sinister figure in this whole matter, it doesn't stop BuzzFeed from fluffing him up. The emails do give a sense of the type of communicator Fauci is: courteous, low-key, and empathetic. He politely interacts with the office assistants who help him with his correspondence, and he sweats over the proper way to let people down. You think they'd write that about it if they discovered a Republican that was trying to cover up what was going on, a virus that was killing millions of people worldwide?
First of all, he is the highest paid bureaucrat in the American government. Those are our emails. Those aren't his emails. He better be courteous. We're in the middle of a pandemic. To suggest that he gets a single brownie point for that is appalling, to be honest with you. But who's the number one funder of BuzzFeed? It's NBC News. It's the exact people who are running every corner of the Democrat establishment is NBC News, with massive business interests in China. It's all incestuous. Again, it barely scratches the surface of it. And not to mention what's in the emails. Is Fauci acknowledging that the made-in-China paper masks that we are all getting from the drugstore weren't going to do anything? Duh, Howie, my wife was a frontline coronavirus doctor. Anyone could have told you that was coming into contact with the virus every day, that those made-in-China masks weren't going to do anything. Fauci knew and didn't say a word to us for a year about it. Not to mention that he knew that at least one of his deputies warned that potentially the virus had been manipulated in some way. And again, he didn't tell that to the public. He kept us in the dark, and he should be investigated to the fullest extent of what our Congress is capable of.
I was quite surprised to learn that his new book that's coming out in November has been scrubbed from Amazon and Barnes & Noble. I mean, they must be pretty disturbed about the revelations in these emails that are coming out. You think the book will be published or not?
I do. I don't know. Sadly, I think half the country is just, they have already canonized him as a saint. He is Saint Dr. Fauci, the greatest doctor who's ever existed. And I think he's one of the great villains of this pandemic. I think he totally did China's bidding, and he did it while banking the most money of any American in the government, not to mention whatever book deals he's getting, which I'm sure will pay 10 times that. It's really stunning. And, you know, the right is complicit in this, too. And even Donald Trump, who I like very much and was very enthusiastic to vote for twice, should have fired him a year ago.
He just couldn't handle that many fights, Alex. You know, he should have fired Christopher Wray, too, right? I mean, but, you know.
Oh, amen to that.
I mean, how many people can he fire when he was running for re-election? We're talking to Alex Marlow, the editor of Breitbart, and he's the author of the great new book, Breaking the News, Exposing the Establishment Media's Hidden Deals and Secret Corruption. You've done all this research, and I've always wondered about it. I'm much older than you, and when I came up, you broke into journalism. You started out, in most cases, in a small or medium-sized market, newspapers or TV, and you worked your way up the ladder. You know, you had to cover the city council, you had to cover the police beat, the county commissioners. Now that model is utterly broken. The way you break into network news is to become a coat holder for a Democrat politician like Chuck Todd, like Jake Tapper, like George Stephanopoulos. What is going on here? Why don't these people ever have to cover hard news like all of us did in the past?
Yeah, and those are all great examples. Jake Tapper, whose wife was a Planned Parenthood organizer, and then Chuck Todd, who literally was Amy Klobuchar's landlord. He was getting a check cut to him from Amy Klobuchar every month. And I looked into it, Howard. We watched 8 interviews of Chuck Todd and Amy Klobuchar. Not in one of the 8, including one of them was a presidential debate, did Chuck Todd disclose that he is Amy Klobuchar's landlord, nor does Chuck Todd ever disclose that his wife is a campaign manager and campaign activist for Bernie Sanders, literally consulting for Bernie Sanders in 2016 and 2020. Every one of these examples would be enough to railroad someone out of town in a former life. But now it actually gets you a primetime slot and maybe even a gig moderating a presidential debate.
Yeah, I used to work with Martha Raddatz when her name was Martha Bradley. She was married to Ben Bradley's son. And then she divorced him and she got married to some Obama guy, and Barack Obama attended her second wedding. She's the one who was crying on election night 2016 when Hillary Clinton lost. I mean, the examples are endless. I mean, what about the Rhodes brothers? Tell us about the Rhodes brothers for people who don't know them.
Well, the Rhodes brothers are, one of them was one of Obama's top advisors, though I think he got into a position where he's one of those influential people on national security, though his background wasn't in national security. He was really a messaging guy. And his brother was running, I guess it was CBS News.
CBS.
I don't have it right in front of me. But
right.
Yeah, it was CBS News. So it's like you've got the guy who's at the upper echelons of the Obama White House, and his brother is running one of the biggest media outlets, a multi-billion dollar media outlet. And again, it just these examples are endless. It's every single newsroom. CNN might be the worst, which was kind of surprising to me. Tom Nides, who just got nominated to be the ambassador of Israel, his wife is a guy, is a lady named Virginia Moseley, who is the vice president of news gathering at CNN. Karine Jean-Pierre, the deputy press secretary, her wife is Suzanne Malvo, another CNN anchor. It's one after the next is a Democrat literally in the bed of a CNN person.
And then when Sessions' spokeswoman got a job at CNN, she was going to be on air talent, and there was such a hue and cry about it that they pushed her into some kind of behind the scenes job, right? And I don't think she I don't even know if she still works there or not.
Yeah, exactly. And I can't tell you how many at Breitbart. I think there were three people, maybe four, who went into the Trump White House at some point. And that was treated as some sort of massive scandal. First of all, they weren't going to super senior positions aside from Steve Bannon. But we state our politics openly. And you know exactly where we stand when we do our reporting. We don't impersonate nonpartisan journalists. And that was treated as a scandal. We don't even talk about these people who are literally married to the people who they're supposed to be covering. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, I know. I'm looking at the press release for your book, Revealed, Which Fake News Stories Belong in the Fake News Hall of Fame. Well, give us your top three fake news stories of all time, Alex, after doing the research for this book.
Sure. So I'll give you a few, and there's maybe a dozen or so, and they're mostly from the Trump era. I'll tell you a couple of close runners up, and then I'll give you my number one. I'd say the closest runners up are, you know, the Kavanaugh hoax, the Russia collusion hoax, the Juicy Smollett hoax, all of those. One that was really interesting is I went back and looked at all the fake hate crimes in a section I call Very Fake News, spelled N-O-O-S-E, so play on the fake news. And there were so many, Howie, I literally had to cut about half of them because I'd beaten a dead horse. So I'd already given six or eight examples of fake news controversies. I couldn't find an actual news controversy, but where this pops up every once in a while. And there's one example in Oakland where there was a guy who was a black man who used it for exercise, and his rope that he used for exercise was called a noose by the very white mayor of Oakland, which was unbelievable. And but the fakest one of all has to be the suckers and losers lie about Trump. This was mind blowing to go through it.
You still read that as a statement of fact? I saw it a couple of weeks ago as a statement of fact on some message board, Alex. You know?
Exactly right, and that's how it was treated by The Atlantic, which, by the way, is owned by a lady named Lorene Powell Jobs, and it's all of her money from Steve Jobs' widow, from Disney and Apple to giant companies connected deeply to China. And Jeffrey Goldberg was the editor-in-chief of the site, or is, of the magazine, and he put that under his byline, and he definitively stated he knows for a fact Trump called dead American troops suckers and losers. I broke it down. Not a single on-record source confirms Goldberg's report. And close to a dozen on-record sources refute it, including those who don't like Trump.
Like Bolton,
who don't like
John
Trump,
Bolton, who got fired by Trump, sprung to his defense when that stupid story came out. Yeah.
And John Kelly, who didn't like Trump and is a Gold Star dad whose son literally died in Afghanistan. Do you think John Kelly stood by and watched Donald Trump call people like his son suckers and losers? Of course not. It's an insane concept. And no one thinks John Kelly did that, even if you hate John Kelly. And yet this was treated not just as a papal bull, but it was released at a specific moment to interrupt what was otherwise a really good news cycle for Donald Trump.
So we're running out of time, Alex. Tell us what's number one?
No, I'm going with suckers and losers.
That's your favorite. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, that's my fakest of the fake. That's the one where when you read it, even if you think you know the story and you go through what a colossal hoax it was, NBC News was in on it. They had an ad ready to go. The Democrat Party was in on it. They were ready to start blasting Trump with it the second it came out. They even called on The Atlantic with the first question at the next press conference, where The Atlantic reporter asked Joe Biden to evaluate Donald Trump's soul in the context of him calling troop suckers and losers. It was such a huge conspiracy, and it's all laid out there in the book.
Wow. I look forward to reading the book. It's we've been talking to Alex Marlowe. The title of his book is Breaking the News, Exposing the Establishment Media's Hidden Deals and Secret Corruption. And unlike Dr. Fauci's book, you can order it right off of Amazon or Barnes & Noble today. And I don't think it'll be taken off. Thank you very much, Alex Marlowe, for being with us. A lot of us are going to be on the move again this summer. So my advice to you is take your Raycons with you, your wireless earbuds. These are the best wireless earbuds out there. They cost about half the price of other wireless earbuds. They have a longer battery life, 24 hours. They have great colors. And, you won't be bothering anyone else. And if you buy them for a significant other, Father's Day is coming up. It's a good Father's Day gift, or it's a good gift for people in your office if you have to spend a lot of time with them and you don't like their music or their podcasts. Whatever you are listening to right now, a pair of Raycon wireless earbuds in your ears can make all the difference. You get crisp, powerful beats at half the price of other premium audio brands. Raycons look great and feel even better. They come in a range of cool colors and with customizable gel tips included for a comfortable in-ear fit. And Raycons are built to go wherever you go with quick and seamless Bluetooth pairing and a compact charging case. And again, as I mentioned earlier, the 24-hour battery life, you can use it all weekend long and you don't have to worry about recharging it. You can take them to your work. You can take them to your workouts. You can take them to the seashore or to the lake. Wherever you go, it is a perfect companion for all of your summer actions. I'm going to listen to some Frank Sinatra today. I was reading about Nelson Riddle in the Wall Street Journal, his greatest producer.
What was he in the Wall Street Journal for?
This is his 100th birthday this week.
He's dead.
Well, it would be his 100th birthday. It's the 100th anniversary of his birth. Let me put it that way. Excuse me. Happy birthday, Nelson Riddle, wherever you are. Listen up. Raycon's offering 15% off all their products for my listeners, and here's what you've got to do to get it. Go to buyraycon.com/Howie. That's 15% off at buyraycon.com/Howie. Buyraycon.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
Born in Maine, made in Massachusetts, and now a resident of the Sunshine State, Howie Carr, the original carpet beggar.
Come on, T-Dope. I
want to
do my share of the work.
Howie Carr is back.
844-500-4242. We still got a lot of Biden cuts to play from today. He's talking about vaccines and vaxes, as he calls it. We'll get to all those and the Charlie Baker stuff. We got all kinds of stuff in the last hour. John, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, John.
Hi, Howie.
Hi.
All the stuff that the guy was talking about and stuff. I feel so bad for Trump. Nobody knows a single thing of what you guys are talking about except your listeners, me, and the other people that are voted for Trump. Nobody knows a thing. The ABC, the NBC, they won't put one word on that Trump did anything. You saw the speech today with that bubbling fool, and he didn't say one word about Trump getting the vaccine or anything. He made it like it was his.
Right.
It's just ridiculous with the blackout of the news. And now, even now, Howie, that Fox talks about Biden, that other station there, One America, they talk about Biden. You talk about Biden, not saying anything's wrong about it. But everybody hears about him. They didn't do that with Trump.
No. And these sound cuts we play every day, unless you listen to talk radio or go on to a handful of internet sites, you never hear any of these, this bumbling that's going on, that he can't speak coherently. And in most cases, he's reading either from a briefing book or a teleprompter, and he still can't get the numbers out. He can't pronounce most words. You're going to hear it. Just hang on and you'll hear it. He mispronounces Ohio today again. I'm Howie Carr.